Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This week I want to share with you one of the most beloved psalms in all of the Bible, Psalm 23. This beautiful psalm speaks to us from the heart of our Father God as our shepherd. Psalm 23 reads, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Those beautiful and familiar words are precious to the believer. They speak of great promises of God for our lives. The very first verse, which says, "The Lord is my shepherd," speaks to the person who has indeed submitted their life to God's lordship. It's the idea of being in the care and under submission to the leadership of a very loving God who portrays himself as that good shepherd. The Lord, that word that we find there in our English Bible, means Jehovah in the Hebrew, or it means the eternal God. He's the almighty, the all-knowing, the omnipotent God. And the word shepherd, the Lord Jehovah, he's my shepherd, is a picture of one who tends a flock, feeding the flock, guiding that flock, and protecting that flock. And it also refers to one who rules over or leads. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11, we see that the shepherd feeds and carries and leads. That's what he does with those sheep in his precious care. If you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ and you are born again, you've accepted Jesus into your heart and submitted your life to his lordship, then you can say with confidence, "The Lord, the God of the whole universe, the all-knowing, the almighty, the omnipotent God, he's my shepherd. He's the one that cares for me, feeds me, guides me, and leads me." With that confidence, you can rest every single day. Nothing escapes his sight. He is not lacking in understanding of your circumstances or what you're facing today. The Lord, Jehovah, that all-knowing, almighty God, is very aware of what you're going through right now. In Ezekiel chapter 34, we find a picture of God himself as that shepherd. And in Ezekiel 34, reading verses 11 through 16, you will find that the Lord describes himself as one who seeks out the sheep who've been scattered. He feeds them. He rescues the scattered sheep. He bandages the broken and the wounded ones, and he strengthens the sick. That's God's own description of himself and his heart for his sheep. Have you felt like that has been you in your life? When I first was confronted with the truth of God's goodness and his love and his call to me, who was a very lost sheep, far from the flock, I realized that God is a God who seeks out the sheep that have strayed far away, for he truly did that in my own life. And you may be able to say with me as well, yes, he sought me out. I wasn't even looking for him, and God sought me out. And that's truly the heart of our God. He seeks out that sheep that has strayed so far from his care. You may have lost loved ones or children who are far from God. Be confident that this loving, almighty God, who is the precious and good shepherd, is seeking out that lost sheep right now. Continue to pray, but trust him that he sees that sheep that's far from the flock, and he longs to go and gather that sheep in. In John 10, verses 11 and onward, the good shepherd, it says, lays down his life for his sheep. He knows his sheep, and his sheep hear his voice. Jesus laid down his life for each one of us, whether we knew him or we didn't. Before we ever committed to him, he gave up his life for us. He is that good shepherd. Can you truly say, "The Lord is my shepherd"? Can you say that you are submitted to God's lordship and his leadership in your daily life? If that is really true about you, because all the things that the word says about our good shepherd are true, but are we a sheep that is willing to come under his submission to his authority, to his daily guidance and his leading in our life? If that applies to you, then the following promise in Psalm 23, verse 1, the second part, applies to you as well. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd," and if that's true, then you also have the part that says, "I shall not want." That word "want," defined in the Hebrew dictionary, means having lack or decrease or to lessen or to cause to fail. And this promise for the person who loves the Lord, his shepherd, the good shepherd, and who submitted to that good shepherd's lordship, can honestly, with confidence, say, "I shall not want." And that means I shall not have any lack. I shall not be decreasing. I shall not lessen in the good things God has for me. I'm not going to fail. I shall not lack. God's word clearly demonstrates that lack is not God's will for the believer. In Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, it says, "My people are destroyed." My people, God was saying about his own people. My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge, a lack of knowledge of God's word and his will and his ways. God's not desiring for his people to be destroyed by the destroyer, our adversary, Satan, because of any lack. Proverbs 6:32 says, "Whoever commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding. He that does this destroys his own soul." It's not God's will for you to lack understanding. We're clearly told in James chapter 1 that if you lack wisdom, then you can ask God and he'll give it to you generously. God doesn't want you to have lack of understanding or lack of knowledge. James clearly tells us this in verse 5 of that first chapter. If you lack wisdom, ask of God. Psalm 84, verse 11 says, "No good thing will he withhold from those that walk uprightly." God will not withhold any good thing from you if you are walking uprightly. And that doesn't mean that you've done everything perfect. It means that you are in right standing with God through your relationship in Christ Jesus, not because you were perfect, but because of his perfection, his righteousness, which has been imputed to you. Or you could say you've been given credit for it because of Jesus' sacrifice for you. Because of that, God will not withhold any good thing from you. That is a promise of the Word of God. So you can say, "I shall not want. I will not lack any good thing because I am in right standing with God and he promised I will not lack any good thing." And then Psalm 34, verses 9 and 10, it says, "There's no want," or you could say, "There is no lack to them that fear him. They that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing, or shall not lack any good thing. God wants you to take his word to heart and to take it for your very own and to believe that his promises are for you. If the Lord truly is your shepherd, if you've made your commitment to him, you're part of his flock, then you need to take the second part of that first verse to heart. Take it for your very own and say, I shall not want, I will not lack any good thing. God wants you to believe his word and to take it or claim it for your very own over your life. Even when the world around you is in want and lack, the believer who trusts in God and his word and his promises will not be in want. Psalm 33, verse 18 and 19 tells us this same thing. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his loving kindness, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Regardless of the difficulties that are coming upon the earth at this time, we can say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I will not lack any good thing. He'll even keep me alive in famine if necessary. Make a decision today that you're going to believe God's promise in Psalm 23, and you can get up every morning and go to bed every night and confidently say, the Lord, the Almighty, all-knowing, omnipotent, and eternal God is my shepherd, my leader, my ruler who guides and feeds and protects me. So I'm confident that I shall not lack any good thing. That's all the time we have for today. But if you'd like further study on this subject, just write to us. We have a 6-tape series called The 23rd Psalm. And for any donation of $30 or more to Hidden with Christ Ministries, we'll be happy to send that to you. Just ask for it when you write. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.